All six Democratic presidential hopefuls appeared together last night for the first time. They spoke to a crowd of 1,300 at the NARAL Pro-Choice America Dinner, commemorating the Roe v. Wade anniversary. It was a chance for the candidates to court an important group of Democratic activists. It also was a chance for these core Democratic supporters to size up the field. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Abortion may be a crucial issue in the 2004 elections because President Bush may have the opportunity to appoint Supreme Court justices who could create a majority for overturning Roe. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, a physician and a former Planned Parenthood board member, blasted the Bush administration.
This government is so impressed with itself in promoting individual freedom, they can't wait to get into your bedroom and tell you how to behave.
And Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts said abortion would be one of the starkest differences in the next presidential race.
If I am fortunate enough to share the stage with our current president and debate him, one of the first things I'll tell him is there is a fundamental difference between he and I. I trust women to make their own decisions, and you don't, Mr. President.
The differences between the Democratic candidates on abortion are non-existent or very small. Only Dick Gephardt, the former House Minority Leader, has voted for a ban on so-called partial birth abortions. Gephardt came later than the others to his pro-abortion rights views. When he came to Congress 4 years after Roe, he sponsored a constitutional amendment to ban abortion. Last night, he explained why he changed his mind.
I came to realize that the question of choice is to be answered not by the state, but by the individual. It's why in 1986, after 10 years of reflection and thought and prayer, I cast my first pro-choice vote with a clear understanding that has only deepened with time.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, the civil rights activist who formally declared as a candidate just yesterday, talked about his encounter with anti-abortion picketers outside. It's time for the Christian right to meet the right Christians, he said. And Senator John Edwards of North Carolina promised to pass a federal law guaranteeing abortion rights. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman set the tone for this very friendly first encounter of the Democratic rivals.
This is the first time the six of us have been together. There are probably going to be many issues that we disagree on, but not this one. And I'd say to you in 2004 that if you are pro-choice, there will only be one choice, and that is the next Democratic candidate for President of the United States.
Activist Amy Kurtz was like many in the crowd who said she sees so little difference between the Democrats that abortion will not be a factor in her choice of candidate. Even Gephardt's conversion to the pro-abortion rights position will not be a problem for her.
It's really compelling to hear, actually, Gephardt's explanation. He kind of said, I have explaining to do to this crowd, and he did it. He said, this is not where I came from, but this is where I am, and this is why. And I thought that was really effective, and I think that probably did him a lot of good.
Kurt says she doubts even Gephardt's support for a ban on so-called partial birth abortion will be a huge obstacle.
I don't think it's a big issue in the Democratic primary. I really don't. In the pro-choice community, yes.
Gephardt's supporters believe abortion is an issue that the former minority leader dealt with in 1988, the first time he ran for president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.